Prebiotics and Health Clinical Implications. The term prebiotic was coined in 1995 by Professor Glenn Gibson and Professor Michael Robert Freud. They defined it as a non-digestible food ingredient that beneficially affects the host by selectively stimulating the growth and or activity of one or a limited number of bacteria in the colon and thus improves host health. Prebiotics are important because of 1. The growing belief that there is such a thing as a healthy or balanced gut microbiota. 2. The demonstration that prebiotics can alter the composition of the microbiota towards this more healthy profile. 3. As an alternative to probiotics, which can be difficult to handle in some foodstuffs, but whose benefits to health in terms of diarrhea prevention and immunomodulation are becoming increasingly well established. And 4. Because prebiotics currently in use, especially inulin and its derivatives, and galacto-oligosaccharides, that is GOS, are relatively cheap to manufacture or extract from plant sources. In addition to having beneficial effects on the gut microbiota and host, they are also valuable function ingredients in foods with the potential to give fat-based spreads and dairy products with improved organoleptic properties. Gibson et al. Reviewed their original prebiotic concept in the light of research published over the past 10 years, particularly the three key aspects of the original definition. 1. Resistance to digestion. 2. Fermentation by the large intestinal microbiota. And 3. A selective effect on the microbiota that has associated health-promoting effects. It is now proposed that a prebiotic is a selectively fermented ingredient that allows specific changes both in the composition and or activity in the gastrointestinal microbiota that confers benefits upon host well-being and health. The key ideas in both this and the early definition are selective and benefit/improve host health. Sources and effective dose. Prebiotics are found naturally in many plants including leeks, onions, wheat, garlic, chicory, root and artichokes, where they function as storage carbohydrates and soluble fibers in pulses, fruits and some cereal products. A number of poorly digested carbohydrates fall into this category of prebiotics, including certain fibers and resistant starch, but the most widely described prebiotics are non-digestible oligosaccharides, that is NDOs. These are low molecular weight carbohydrates with 2 to 10 degree of polymerization, which are poorly digested in the small intestine, thus reaching the colon largely unaltered and can act as a substrate for the colonic microflora. Effective doses of oligosaccharides are in the range of 5 to 10 grams per day for healthy adults. Doses less than 5 grams are generally considered ineffective. Here a review of published evidence on the health effects of prebiotics in humans is given. Characteristic features of prebiotics. There are many carbohydrates that are non-digestible, hence called dietary fibers. If fermented, they promote bacterial growth, but only a few are true prebiotics that meet all the criteria. The definition is important because it clearly outlines the three criteria that must be met before an ingredient can be classified as a prebiotic, namely, that it should, besides being non-digestible oligosaccharide which selectively stimulated the growth and or metabolic activity of the good, some more criteria have been recommended. They are: it may not be hydrolyzed or absorbed in the upper gastrointestinal tract. It should alter the colonic microflora in favor of a composition more favorable to the individual's health. It must induce luminal or systemic effects which affect a beneficial change in the health of the host organism. Be fermented by bacteria in the large intestines. It should improve conditions associated with both constipation and diarrhea. It should also be able to resist pH and enzymatic action conditions found in the human stomach and intestines. Prebiotic candidates. A team of scientists led by Professor Glenn Gibson from the University of Reading, UK, evaluated a range of candidate prebiotics in 2004, giving their verdict on each. Only three met the strict criteria. 1. Inulin and oligofructose. 2. Galacto-oligosaccharides. 3. Lactulose. The health effects of FOS studied and reviewed here are change in the microbiota of the gut, bowel habit and constipation, inflammatory bowel disease, antibiotic-associated diarrhea, mineral absorption in bones, lipid metabolism, carcinogenesis and its effect on immune response. Change in microbiota of the gut. The intake of prebiotics resists the growth of unwanted bacteria in the gut and stimulates the growth of wanted bacteria, that is, probiotics. Inulin. fructooligosaccharides, that is FOS, transgeos and lactulose when taken in diet in relatively small amounts, that is 5 to 20 grams per day, have been clearly shown in human studies to stimulate growth of healthy promoting species belonging to the genera Bifidobacterium and Lactobacillus, which ordinarily are not the most numerous organism in the gut except in the breastfed baby. MacGillivray used lactulose many years ago as prebiotic formula as food supplement to increase number of lactobacilli in infant intestine. The reduction of the ammonia concentration in human blood and the production of short-chain fatty acids, especially of acetate, have been regarded as important effects after the application of lactulose. Hayakawa et al. Observed no significant effects on fecal pH or amino acid breakdown products, that is p-cresol, phenol and indole, despite changes in fecal bifidobacteria numbers in human volunteers who were given soybean oligosaccharide, that is SOE, 10 grams per day with or without simultaneous consumption of B. breve. Cumming et al. Showed that prebiotics affects the growth of bifidobacteria and lactobacilli at the expense of other groups of bacteria in the gut, such as bacteriotes, clostridia, enterobacterial, enterococci, etc. In practice, studies show that such selectivity is variable and the extent to which the microbiota allow a substance to be called prebiotic have not been established, although this may have to be undergone in the near future for food labeling and health claim purposes. For example, wide variations are evident in the ratios of bifidobacteria to bacteroids in normal feces from around 0.08 to 1.07, and an equal wide range in microbial growth responses occur in human volunteers follow prebiotic consumption with final ratio of these organisms from 0.4 to 5. In adults, consumption of fructooligosaccharides resulted in the numerical predominance of bifidobacteria in feces. Lindsay et al. In a small open-label trial in humans observed that 10 patients with active ileocolonic disease were given 50 grams of FOS daily for 3 weeks. A significant reduction in Harvey-Bradshaw index of disease activity was observed and fecal bifidobacteria increased from log 10 8.8 to log 10 9.4 per cell per gram per dry feces. The purpose mechanism whereby dietary substrates become available for mucosa-associated microbiota in the large intestine is given in Table Figure 1 by Mark Fulane S. et al. Bowel habit and constipation. Any carbohydrate that reaches the large bowel should have a laxative effect, whether fermented or not. The results of 7 published investigations in which mean daily fecal weight was summarized and the response to a prebiotic determined revealed this fact. When the extent of change in bowel habits is normalized to per gram of prebiotic ingested, it can be noted that a significant increase in stool output is seen in only 2 of the 7 studies. This is 1.3 gram of stool per gram of prebiotic for OF in the study of Gibson et al. And 2.4 gram for inulin in the study of Castiglia, Delaward et al. Therefore, prebiotics are only mild laxative as these results compare with an increase of stool output of 5.4 gram for NSP from wheat and 3.7 gram for gums and mucilages such as Aspergilla, Sterculia, etc. Measuring small changes in mean daily fecal weight is, however, difficult and requires accurate methods by using appropriate fecal markers. At this comparatively early stage in the study of prebiotics, it might be noted that inulin appears to be a better laxative than OF. This could be due to its higher molecular weight and the lower solubility of inulin resulting in its slow fermentation, an argument also made by Van Loo et al. In respect of severe properties of these fructans. The laxative properties of inulin have long been known and were in fact first reported in 1912 by Louis et al. Almost all studies showed a clear bifidogenic effect, so this alone is not sufficient to change bowel habit. They also report increased flatulence and bloating in many volunteers, as well as changes in fermentation patterns. These include an increase in fecal nitrogen, largely due to increased excretion of bacterial cell mass as a result of carbohydrate breakdown, increased fecal energy, lower pH but no change in SCFA concentrations in feces, or bile acid profiles. Studies of prebiotics in the management of constipation have mostly been qualitative, relying on bowel habit diaries and subjective patient reports of symptoms. The efficiency and tolerance of lactulose in constipation in pregnant women and in the treatment of chronic constipation in children have been discussed. Lactulose is shown to have laxative effects in humans depending on the individuals has been defined by Clausen et al. Gleason et al. Found some subject-to-subject variation in their study comparing lactose and FOS in the form of inulin given to elderly subjects in dosage of 20 grams increasing to 40 grams per day and showed that inulin had more laxative action. Thury and Coppola found the GOS of 9 grams per day relieved constipation in some but not in all elderly subjects, mainly by making defecation easier. Shitara reported that in Japanese subjects GOS was an effective laxative. Inflammatory bowel disease and antibiotic-associated diarrhea. Prebiotics are found to be helpful in the prevention of inflammatory bowel disease and antibiotic-associated diarrhea. The anti-inflammatory effect of prebiotics has been reported in pouchitis patients by Welters et al. In a randomized, double-blind crossover study, 24 patients with stable asymptomatic pouchitis were given 20 grams of inulin or placebo daily for 3 weeks each. At the end of prebiotic period, results showed that there was a reduction in the endoscopic and histological pouchitis disease activity index, that is PDAI score, together with lower gut pH, reductions in fecal bacteroides fragilis and secondary bile acids. Butyrate concentration was increased, while symptoms score were low initially and were essentially unchanged. Branza et al. Reported a randomized controlled trial, that is RCT, in children aged 1 to 2 years who were given a mixture of FOS and inulin after 1 week of amoxicillin therapy for acute bronchitis. A significant increase in fecal bifidobacteria was seen on the 7th day of the prebiotic supplement without any apparent change in diarrheal symptoms. 3 RCT of prebiotics and the prevention of antibiotic-associated diarrhea, that is AAD, have been reported in a study by Lewis et al., who undertook a large study involving 435 patients aged over 65 years who were hospitalized and had been prescribed a broad-spectrum antibiotic in the 24 hours before the study. They were randomized to receive either 12 grams of OF daily or placebo for the duration of the antibiotic treatment and 1 week beyond. The endpoints were based on the stool form and defecation frequency diary and fecal microbiology. 27% of all patients developed diarrhea, of which 11% had C. difficile toxin-positive stools. Oligofructose made no difference to the risk of diarrhea or other aspects of bowel habit or C. difficile infection. Bifidobacterial counts increased in the OF group and decreased in the control group. The authors suggested that in the presence of antibiotic, OF does not show such selectivity in changing the microbiota and may also have stimulated the growth of other anaerobes. However, in another RCT, Lewis et al. Successfully observed prevention of diarrhea in patients with C. difficile-associated symptoms, which were treated with metronidazole and vancomycin. They used 12 grams of OF and given for 30 days. Follow-up was for a further 30 days. FOS significantly reduced episodes of diarrhea from 34.3% placebo to 8.3% FOS. P was less than 0.001. Hospital length of stay was also reduced and bifidobacterial number increased significantly by the prebiotic. Mineral absorption and bones. Prebiotics can increase mineral absorption, which in turn helps in improving bone mineral density. Direct evidence substantiating the effects of FOS and other prebiotics in improving mineral absorption in humans is increasing. Van Den et al. Observed that dietary calcium absorption increased significantly by 26% from 47.8% to 60.1% in adolescents who were fed 5 grams per day of FOS. In a study of young men, the results were conflicting, possibly because two different methods of measuring calcium absorption was used. The double isotope method of Van Den et al., carried out at day 21 of the diet period, did not show a benefit of either inulin, FOS or GOS despite a reasonable dose of prebiotic, that is 15 grams per day. The authors subsequently felt that the double isotope technique they used did not include the colonic component of calcium absorption because 24th urine was used to calculate isotope enrichment, which would not allow long enough for a colonic phase to be detected. However, the double isotope technique has been used successfully in adolescents to demonstrate enhanced absorption, although urine collection in these studies was for 36 hours or 48 hours. Effects of FOS are not confined to calcium. Magnesium absorption has also been shown to increase when ingesting FOS. Ducrose et al. Reported that feeding 10 grams of heifers per day for 5 weeks increased the absorption of copper in healthy postmenopausal women. Taken together, these studies give a strong indication that prebiotics can increase calcium absorption and bone mineral density. For the gastroenterologist, this could be a simple, harmless and beneficial adjunct to the management of bone problems in chronic disease, celiacs and post-gastrectomy syndromes. The effect of lactulose on calcium and magnesium absorption, a study using stable isotopes in adult men, has also been done. Lipid metabolism. Various reports reveal that intake of oligosaccharides help in decreasing the blood cholesterol level. Yamashita et al. Studied the effect of oligofructose intake on blood lipid levels of individuals with non-insulin dependent diabetes. They reported 8% reduction in total cholesterol and 10% reduction in LDL cholesterol level after the administration of 8 grams of synthetic oligosaccharides for 14 days compared to the control group given sucrose in the same food vehicle. They also observed that the reduction was greater in hypercholesterolemic patients. No effect on circulatory triacylglycerols were also reported. Kanzi et al. Studied that effect on lipid metabolism of a prolonged ingestion of 9 grams per day of inulin from chicory incorporated into a ready-to-eat breakfast cereal in 12 healthy young male volunteers. A marked effect of inulin in reducing fasting triglyceride concentration and to a lesser extent total cholesterol without undue effect of HDL cholesterol was reported. Pedersen et al. Evaluated the effect of a daily intake of 14 gram inulin added to a low-fat spread on fasting blood in 64 young women in a randomized double-blind crossover trial involving two periods of 4 weeks. No significant differences in plasma total cholesterol HDL and LDL cholesterol and triacylglycerol concentration were observed between the placebo and inulin periods. However, the authors reported a significant decrease in the cholesterol, HDL and LDL ratio at the end of both the control period and the inulin period. These results were in accordance with those reported in a previous study involving 12 healthy young males who ingested 20 grams per FOS per day for 4 weeks in a random crossover experiment. Davidson et al. Examined the effect of dietary inulin on serum lipids in hypercholesterolemic subjects. This was a randomized double-blind crossover study performed using 21 adults with mild to moderate hypercholesterolemic with 2 6-week treatment periods separated by a 6-week washout. During the treatment period, the subject consumed 3 servings per day of inulin-containing foods, corresponding to a total of 18 grams per day. A significant reduction was observed when comparing the response period either in LDL cholesterol or in the total cholesterol level when compared to the values to any of the lipid variables. No difference was observed. This was mainly attributed to a significant increase in total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol observed during the control phase, whereas these values did not change appreciably during inulin phase. Williams observed that consumption of 10 grams per day of inulin or placebo in a powdered form has no significant changes in concentrations of total LDL or HDL cholesterol in either group over the 8-week intervention. In contrast, it was reported that fasting serum triglycerides were significantly lower, that is 19% after 8 weeks in the inulin-treated group, returning to baseline values of 4 weeks after treatment. Similar results were reported by Cosse et al. In a dietary study involving hypercholesterolemic men. In this study, 12 male subjects were randomly assigned to 2 controlled diets that differed only in that the test diet contained a daily intake of 20 grams of inulin, while in the controlled diet, that was replaced by sucrose and consumed each diet for 3 weeks. A significant decrease in serum triglyceride levels, 40 mg per DL, that is 14%, was observed with the inulin diet. A trend toward a reduction in serum cholesterol was also observed, although this was not significant. A meta-analysis on the cholesterol-lowering effects of dietary fiber suggested that soluble fibers, pectin, oat bran, guar gum and psyllium had a small but significant decreasing effect on the total and LDL cholesterol levels within the practical range of intake. Inulin appears to have a similar effect on blood lipids when consumed by hyperlipidemic adults. Therefore, preliminary evidence exists for a hypotriglyceridemic effect of FOSs, but at present stage of knowledge, it's not possible to conclude a hypercholesterolemic effect. carcinogenesis. Review of literature reveals that consumption of oligosaccharides may also help in overcoming cancer. Potential protective effect of lactulose in colonic carcinogenesis have been observed by Birch, Henjoven et al. The protective role of lactulose in intestinal carcinogenesis was noticed by Hennigan et al. Genotoxic enzyme activity has been seen to reduce on the administration of prebiotics. An early study on feeding GOS to human resulted in a decrease in nitroreductase, a metabolic activator of mutagenic carcinogenic substance, and also decreased levels of indole in isovaleric acid produced as products of proteolysis and deamination and markers of putrefaction. When a model system of the human gut was used to investigate the effect of GOS on genotoxic enzymes, it was found that glucosidase, glucuronidase and aryl sulfatase were strongly inhibited, but azo and nitroreductase were stimulated. As these effects occurred rapidly on addition of GOS to the system, changes attributable to population levels can be ruled out, and it is more feasible that direct inhibition by GOS or the production of repressors or deactivators by bacteria was responsible. However, increasing the proportion of bifidobacteria and lactobacilli at the expense of bacteroids and clostridia may also decrease genotoxic enzyme production, as the former produce lower levels of such enzymes than the latter. A further observation important to the reduction of cancer was a high level of cecal butyrate. Not only is butyrate the major source of energy for colonocytes and helps maintain a healthy epithelium, it can also play an important role in preventing cancer. Several cellular processes are affected by butyrate, largely by interaction with DNA and its surrounding proteins. These processes include induction of apoptosis, a process which is deactivated in cancer cells which would normally lead to their elimination, and an increase in immunogenicity of cancer cells due to an increase in expression of cell surface protein. Buddington et al. Observed that when neosugar, that is 4 grams per day of fructooligosaccharide, was given to healthy volunteers in the form of chewable tablets, it increased the intestinal bifidobacteria and reduced appreciably the fecal activities of enzymes involved in producing genotoxic metabolites such as beta-glucuronidase and glycolic acid hydroxylase, indicating the potential of prebiotics to prevent the carcinogenesis. Immune response. The review of literature reveals that only a little work has been carried out to see the effect of prebiotics on immune response. Grigos et al. Investigated the effects of giving the prebiotics FOS 8 grams daily for 3 weeks to frail elderly subjects in a nursing home. An increase in number of fecal bifidobacteria was accompanied by significant rise in counts of total lymphocytes, CD4+ and CD8+ cells. An unexpected finding was a fall in phagocytic activity of polymorphs and monocytes, as well as reduced expression of interleukin 6 mRNA in peripheral blood monocytes. The authors attributed these changes to a general decrease in inflammation. However, Dunout et al. Found that the prebiotic mixture of inulin and oligofructose did not augment the result of vaccination with influenzal and pneumococcal antigens. Conclusion. The review of literature reveals that prebiotics, the non-digestible food ingredient, beneficially affects the host by selectively stimulating the growth and or activity of one or a limited number of bacteria in the colon, and thus improves host health. Have positive health effects, which include anti-cancerous effect, anti-cholesterolemic effect, helps in change in microbiota of the gut and mineral absorption in bones, overcome bowel habit and constipation, inflammatory bowel disease and antibiotic-associated diarrhea. These effects have been shown due to effect of prebiotics on microflora and environment of the intestine. Work needs to be carried out to understand the mechanism of health effects of prebiotics, especially on the effect of immune response.